Top of the 9 o'clock hour. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. Been looking forward to this for a minute or two, man. I'm telling you, the Blanks are from the Netherlands. They're in the middle of a tour, and it's best when you catch somebody in the middle of a tour because they're sharp and they're sounding good. I am loving this vibe. They are at Slim's in San Francisco tomorrow. So our San Francisco listeners, make sure you get out to Slim's tomorrow night. They're back here at the Roxy on Thursday. Brand new single called Sweaters. You're going to hear that a little bit later on. But right now, let's welcome Simon and Ruben. These are the Blanks, and this is Bittersweet.
Summer nights better together. We both act like it's forever. No, it's bittersweet, but we know this is what we need. Summer nights better together. We both act like it's forever. And oh, it's bittersweet, but we know this is what we need. And here we go. I got myself caught up again in love. So bittersweet, bittersweet. I got myself in love again. Oh no, bittersweet. I got myself in love again. Oh no, bittersweet. Hold me a little closer. Whisper things you wouldn't ever say if you were sober. Why don't we just plan a trip to Paris in October? We don't have to end this when the summer days are over, no. So tell me how you're feeling. Tell me all your fears and things you secretly believe in. When's the last time you fell in love? Baby, maybe I could be enough. And here we go. I got myself caught up again in love. So
I knew I was going to love these guys. If you're just joining us, these are the Blanks from the Netherlands. We have them on the U.S. portion of their tour. Again, they are at Slim's in San Francisco tomorrow night. Back here in Southern California at the Roxy on Thursday. Their brand new single is called Sweaters. We're going to let you hear that in a couple of minutes. Let's get something else fresh from them, though. This is called Let's Get Lost. Once again, from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, these are the Blanks.
The papers and everything is going down. I got a feeling, yeah, like I'm waiting for someone like you to come around. And let's get lost, lose our phones and get away from here. See if we can make it to another atmosphere. Get high, let's get low, let's get lost tonight. Cause only you can make it seem like everything's alright. And maybe got me like, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Let's get lost tonight. And we're singing like, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. You make things alright. Television, yeah, and everything is going down. I gotta make got a bad decision. Hey, do I wanna stay around? Nah, let's get lost, lose our phones and get away from here. See if we can make it to another atmosphere. Let's get high, let's get low, let's get lost tonight. Cause only you can make it seem like everything's alright. And baby got me like, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Let's get lost tonight. And we're singing like, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. You make things alright.
That's a pretty cool vibe. The Blanks, Simon and Ruben, and that was called Let's Get Lost. Let's get them in here for a conversation. In the meantime, the brand new single is called Sweaters. And remember, we were the first Southern California station to cover this song. It's called Sweaters. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9-11, the time, in studio with Blanks. I've got Simon and Ruben. That song you just heard, the latest, it's called Sweaters. Welcome in, guys. Thanks for coming this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
What a great live performance that was, man. It's just tight. Very, very tight.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
I mentioned to the audience that it's fortunate that we catch you in the middle of the tour, because obviously, yeah, you got it going right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. The sharpness is very high right now.
Yeah. So tell me about the last song we just heard, the brand new single, Sweaters.
Yeah.
Tell me about Sweaters.
So I wrote Sweaters actually the last time I visited L.A. And it's kind of like about that feeling. Sometimes you're at a party or like a social event and you're walking around like, I don't really know anyone and I'm kind of having a good time.
Right.
But I would maybe rather stay at home in a sweater. And I had just that experience in LA. I was at like this fancy party and we're like all these people who everybody knows.
Right.
I was like, it's nice. But my sweater at home is also very nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I thought let's put some old school synths in there just to get that like nostalgic feeling. And I think it blends really well with the message of the song. So
Right. Yeah,
that's basically it.
The band has a really great vibe. And I noticed the chemistry between the two of you this morning. Where did you find each other?
Well, I do everything myself. And I have three guys around me, Ruben on the bass and two guys who are standing behind you. Right. Jürgen and Bram on the keys and the drums.
Right.
And when we play live, they're just the guys who make it sound great because I can't do everything myself.
That's right. So
that's basically it. And the chemistry is really nice. We've been, I think, playing only for like 8 months practicing for 8 months together.
Okay. But
in January, we played our first real show and now we're touring here. So it's going really really quickly and fast, and it's crazy.
I imagine it's flying by.
Yeah.
And tell me the difference from that very first night on tour to now, and the comfort level. Is it a lot more comfortable? Are you less butterflies in the stomach?
I'd say in the Netherlands, we did like a few shows now, and the first show was really epic because, you know, people are singing along to songs, and it's just something you don't experience.
We were talking about it in the rehearsal room, like, what if we play the first chord and everybody will sing along? Yeah. And then the first night that just happened.
Yeah, it's just, and it's crazy. Every show you're like, okay, they might not sing along, but actually they do, and it's insane. So
right
now we just can focus on playing even more because before this we were kind of nervous, like, okay, will the people like it and will they sing along? But you know, that's kind of out of the question. They're definitely gonna like it. So now we can just focus on playing as good as we
enjoying
can.
Ourselves.
Here's why people are singing along. And I'll tell you exactly why. Because your songs are, you're able to sing along to them. They're really just cool, vibed songs, man. And the first time you hear it, you want to hear it again. And I'm gonna just reference Better Now. You got over 10 million hits on that song.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I know, right?
So, yeah, I could see why, and I catch the groove, man. I totally catch the groove. Now, we could talk music all day, but with Ruben, I was talking soccer. I can talk soccer all day with this guy.
Yeah, me too, man.
All day.
We'll be here all day.
An Arsenal fan, by the way,
I'm the gun.
Yeah. I want to tell, because I know he listens, so Chris Shifley, we got another Arsenal fan for you here.
Hi, Chris.
The very first song you guys did was called Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Tell me about Bittersweet.
Well, I also do YouTube videos, so I'm like online. I have like a YouTube channel and stuff, and I sometimes write a song together with the people who follow me there. So I ask them on Instagram, "Hey guys, I'm in the studio right now. Do you want to hear a song with guitar or ukulele or piano?" And then they can vote on like all the different aspects of a song. So I wrote that song together with my followers, and they kind of like set the vibe for the song, you know. So they said, "Oh, I want it to be about a sweet breakup, you know."
Right.
It has to be bittersweet, that's the title of the song. So yeah, and I wrote that together in a day with like I think 60,000 or 80,000 people.
That's so smart. That is such a smart thing to do, man. Yeah, it really is. And obviously you get some suggestions and you go, no, we're not going that direction.
Definitely. Yeah.
The $79,999, no, I'm sorry.
A lot of comments are about cheese or something. You know?
When did you first pick up an instrument? When did you first forget that. When did you realize your voice was such a great instrument?
Oh, man.
When did you get that confidence?
I wouldn't say I'm really confident. I just, thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
Right now?
It's coming through, man.
No, I think I started singing when I was like 14.
Okay.
Playing guitar like 11. What about you, Ruben?
Picked up the bass at 16.
At 16. Whoa. And you play that well, that fast. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
I wish I played as well as he did.
any other instruments that you play, Ruben?
I played a bass synth as well, and I like to produce some music as well. So
okay.
Yeah.
So as you're playing, as you guys, let's say you introduce a new song to the band, you come in with a new song. In your mind, are you thinking as a bass player or are you thinking as a producer?
No, I'm thinking as a bass player. That's how it all started. Like yesterday, we went to Fairfax High School. It was really cool to follow the footsteps of my idol, you know?
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so the second song you guys did live in studio was Let's Get Lost.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about Let's Get Lost.
It's basically about, everything is going so fast, I feel like, nowadays. So I see a lot of people my age also, they're caught up in social media or stuff, you know.
And, right.
And I wrote a song kind of like, what if we just throw away our phones and just start living again? It sounds kind of cheesy when I say it like that, but I feel like a lot of people could use a little bit of that.
Right.
Just to have like a real connection with other people and just look at the beach and go surfing after work. You
right.
know? I mean, that's like something that I think a lot of people miss nowadays. So that's basically what Let's Get Lost is about.
Right. You know, if you turn around and you look out the window right now, you'll see people texting while they're driving, man.
Yeah,
it drives me crazy here.
I mean, to see is just like next to you. Yeah. I would watch it to see all that.
It's crazy. So yeah, I love that. I love the theme behind that song. You guys are at Slim's in San Francisco tomorrow night.
Yep.
You're making the drive up tonight, and then you're heading back down here
for
a show Thursday at the Roxy. Both really great clubs with great audiences, man. You guys are going to be fired up for that, I'm sure.
Can't wait.
What's in the future after that? What happens after Thursday?
After Thursday, we're going to Dallas, I think.
Okay.
And then we're playing...
I noticed a Texas accent for you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to incorporate it. You know, then Dallas, and then after that, Chicago. Then we're going to New York to play a little bit there.
Beautiful.
Then we're heading back to the Netherlands. And then in like another 2 weeks, we're touring Europe. So we're doing... London, Dublin, Paris, Amsterdam.
You're going to stay busy.
It's going to be busy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want you to do me a favor. The next time you're here and anywhere, you need to come to this studio and we need to hang out again, right?
Definitely.
We'll definitely talk more soccer, of course. Yeah. So where can our listeners find your music? Where can we find you online?
Music by Blanks. All my social media is Music by Blanks. So if you look on YouTube or Instagram, it's Music by Blanks.
All right. And I want the audience to know that there are past bands that have kind of the same title to their name and stuff. No, this is the real deal right here. This is the Blanks, man. This is who you want to hear. Again, Simon and Ruben, if you missed any portion of this, you go to the KXFM website, you pull down the Mornings with Ed podcast page, bang, there they are later on today. So again, Simon, Ruben, the Blanks. Thank you for coming in this morning, man.
Thank you for having me.
You guys are awesome. Look forward to seeing you again, and good luck on tour.
Thank you.
All right.